Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
A preliminary report by the Labour Department has found that the faulty lift at a Durban residential building where 8-year-old twins fell down a shaft was not properly secured. The department says this created serious safety risks for residents, especially children. Deputy Minister Jomos Bia and Inspector General Agi Moilwa have visited the scene with a team of inspectors. NewsWatch's Tamasha Kanyi reports.
Twins Apelele and Apile Dlamini plunged down the lift shaft at the building nearly 2 weeks ago. Apelele died at the scene. His sister survived the fall but remains in hospital. Labour Inspector Sandile Kubega found that there was a lack of proper barricades, no warning signs, and unsecured lift doors that pose a major hazard. He says building management systems failed to meet health and safety standards, and the owner, Homey Lifestyle Management, may have been negligent in maintaining the lift. A prohibition notice has since been issued, barring anyone from using the lift until it's repaired and declared safe. Tamasha Kanyi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile has slammed members of the police he says erode the public's trust in the SAPS. He was speaking in the National Assembly today.
We'll make sure that the IPID is effective so that police who are not doing their work must be removed so that we keep the right men and women in blue who are dedicated to serve this country.
Mashatile also says CPFs have been weakened and has called on local leaders to boost them to ensure that communities remain safe. Donald Trump has stirred tensions with a surprise order to the Pentagon to immediately start testing the country's nuclear weapons. The U.S. president made the announcement just as he was going into a summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in South Korea. It also comes days after Russia declared it had tested a nuclear-capable cruise missile and a nuclear-powered nuclear-capable sea drone. The last U.S. nuclear test explosion was in September 1992 in Nevada, when Nevada's Congresswoman Dina Titus says she will introduce legislation to put a stop to any move that wants to restore live weapons testing in her state. And Nissan expects to suffer an operating loss of around 31 billion rand in the financial year ending next March. The struggling Japanese carmaker reported a net loss of over 75 billion rand in the last year. It then announced plans to cut 20,000 jobs, which is 15% of its workforce. The company says it anticipates an ongoing challenging competitive environment in the second half and supply chain risks. Of Japan's major car makers, Nissan is seen by analysts as likely to be the most severely hit by US President Donald Trump's tariffs on imported vehicles. Durban 27 tomorrow, Peterborough, Spoken, Richards Bay 29. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.